Yo guys, welcome back to our One Circle. It's your boy Thuva
with your boy Kishan.
And it's me, Jan.
Oh, sound a bit quiet, Kishan, there. I think you need to come closer to the mic.
You say that all the time last year. You can hear me. It's fine.
Are you sure? No, the fans want to hear. They want to hear like passion. They want to hear the feelings, the emotion.
Listen, yeah.
This is not game week one. This is not game week one. This is last season extended.
Extra time.
That's all it is. Nothing's changed.
They only played one new extra man, so it's pretty much the same team as last season anyway.
That's true. You know what? Should have played Ronaldo, mate.
He came on. Okay, for people that didn't watch the game or you were under a rock and you didn't hear the score.
To be honest, I think it's better if you didn't watch the game because you saved yourself 2 hours of boring football.
No, I think Brighton played quality football, actually.
Brighton did not play quality football. Don't even go there.
Nah, you know who played really well? Welbeck. I think Welbeck played really well, you know. He kept getting in between.
To be fair, Welbeck always turns up in these United games. He always has. Because he knows, isn't it? He used to play there. You always want to turn up. It's like showing your ex, like Wagwan.
It's not even Welbeck, it's Brighton. They just turn up against Man United. I don't know why.
They bought in the Cicedo, I think. I think that CDM. He like kind of replaced Bissouma's role. They bought him in. Quality. It was like that whole question of like, how can Brighton bring in a player to replace Bissouma so quickly, so well, so good, but United are struggling for this many years to replace McTominay and Brighton?
No, it's because we haven't. We just haven't replaced them. It's been the same.
Because you know what it is, Dua? It's not about replacing the player. It's the system they play in. Yeah. I think that makes a difference as well.
I think it's the player.
Because they played so many different systems with different managers, didn't it? They played four managers now.
I guess so, but even like with Liverpool, for example, it's like, you see how quickly players like Diaz and them, how quickly they adapt to the team because it's the system that they play as well. I think that's how players adapt quicker to a team.
How are you comparing Diaz to McFred?
No,
what's going on?
I'm not comparing. I'm comparing a team that has a system and a team that has no system, which is United.
No, I do think there's a system because obviously Ten Hag will always have a system.
There's a system at United.
No, each manager will have their own way of playing or whatever they want to do.
Yeah,
but I just think the players are not good enough. I'm not going to lie. I just think.
Yeah, but the difference with Liverpool team is there's so many quality players surrounding Diaz. It's easier for Diaz to fit in.
No, it's not even that. Diaz is a good player. You're giving a point away. He's a good player and he can adapt in the situation. Same with Nunes. Nunes is a good player. He can adapt to the situation.
We're forgetting. It's not like McTominay and Fred have just joined Man United. They've been here for like 4 years.
Yeah, that's true.
I just feel like they're not good enough. They've tried adapting. There's been little sparks, but they're just not good enough as a player.
You know who had a stinker? Your centre back, the one that I said was going to be good,
Martinez.
Yeah.
No. I don't think he had such a bad game. Personally,
so much. Bare people are powering him.
There's one thing where
the penalty. He came in like a bulldozer. He did Miley Cyrus and he came in like a wrecking ball, bro. I thought that was crazy. How was that not a penalty?
I don't think he gets the game.
It was pretty bad.
It was stone cold penalty. You know, this is what pissed me off. So they're doing the analysis. I don't know if you guys watched it. It was on YouTube. And it's like, why is this not a penalty? Sky Sports are doing it. Mm. They had the referee, one of the old referees, and a four of the pundits was just there. Everyone's saying it's a penalty. And then they're like, yeah, but they didn't give it. So what's the point of VAR? And they're like, I think VAR checked that and got it wrong. So you're telling me every single person in the room said it's a penalty. They looked at the screen. There's three referees looked at that VAR screen.
Qualified referees.
And they're like, this ain't clear and obvious.
I think they should get the pundits on VAR.
Honestly, fam.
How sick would that be? Can you imagine Gary Neville making all the decisions in the game? That would be
Gary
hard.
Neville is so biased.
But then Carragher is there to neutralize him. It's perfect.
Nah, you know what?
Carragher is anti-bias. He hates Man United.
They should do a voting system with all the fans. Like, come up, it'll be like foul or not foul.
You got to put up a card.
Nah, can you imagine? Yeah. Imagine it's like you know who wants to be a millionaire, and then you use the audience's decision. Everyone has a button that they can press. That would be sick, mate. You know what would happen? City would be outdone in every game.
They'll be outdone.
They'll get no pens.
They're getting no.
We can't have democracy.
You might as well play no rules. You might as well no rules FIFA against United and against City. They wouldn't win a single game.
Nah, it'd be hilarious. But yeah, I can't believe that was done personally.
Yeah, like if that happened outside the box, it's 100% a foul. So like, I don't understand why it's not.
Another thing I felt with United, I don't know if this is your manager or if it's just your players that are playing so poor, but your fullbacks, they're not good enough. They're playing so high up, yeah. There's this big, massive gap in the between your centre back and the right back. And that's why most of the goals came back because there was a little gap.
Through the middle?
Yeah. Literally came and they whip it in and then there's someone, your left back or right back, is not in the right place.
Yeah, because it's because our midfield is losing the ball.
That's literally the thing.
Our fullbacks are up, so then it's two at the back, yeah?
Yeah, but then you shouldn't play the high line then.
Maguire too dangerous. Had such a bad game.
Someone told me, Maguire didn't have that bad. I was like, no, this guy got caught out of position so always, bad.
Way worse. Yeah, caught out of position. He fumbles. He fumbles when he's at the back. He can't play around the back. He's so bad.
I think he struggles under pressure. It's the pressure situations that he struggles.
Yeah.
He's good at conceding set, like defending set pieces and stuff like that when it's controlled. But when it gets to
counter-attacks,
he can't do it.
He's very good in the air as well. That's
what I mean. When it gets to defending set pieces in general, free kicks and corners, he's fine. It's the it's the counter that you can't do.
It's a counter, or if like a player's running after him.
Yeah, he can't do anything that involves moving, bruv. Anything that involves moving. He will jump in and get his fat head away, but he won't do anything that involves moving.
Yeah, he's literally a fridge.
Useless.
It's so bad.
Another thing is, do you know how tall Martinez is, your new centre-back?
He's at Matip. Literally, he's at Matip.
No, he's I'm taller than him, bro. He's 5'9".
What are you on about?
He's so tiny.
Who is he not? Is he not tall?
No, I think he's talking about Darwin Nunes.
Oh, sorry.
Talking about Darwin Nunes. What's he on about?
He's so 5'9". I'm looking at him and next to Dunk and shit like that. This brother looking like Insignia. He's the tiniest person on the pitch.
And you know, Dunk comes up to Dunk's neck. Brighton's forwards are tall as well and they're built as well.
I was like, how is this guy going to defend it against Premier League defenders?
I don't think it was that much of a problem, like, in that game. Like, his height.
I don't think it was. Other than that penalty decision, I don't think
that's going to do his height. That's going to
No. I wasn't saying height. I don't think he had a bad game in general, to be fair. I think he got put into situations because of the players around him. Like, Maguire was caught out of position, so he had to do so
Maguire
much.
Maguire was
like,
poor. Dalot was poor as well. I think Shaw was poor as well. Yeah. Yeah, and you know what? To be honest, I wasn't even a fan of how we laid out initially because we played Fernandes and Eriksen. Mm. I was like, there's no way this is going to work. Initially, I was questioning who's playing up front. I was like, first is Eriksen, then it was Fernandes, then it was back to Eriksen. I don't know what was going on there.
You're not playing false nine with Eriksen.
False nine, that's what I mean. It just doesn't make any sense.
How would you have lined up, though? Would you have started Ronaldo?
In this game, I would have.
You would have. Just think about it. He only had 45 minutes preseason, though.
Oh, he's a machine. Ronaldo, he doesn't need preseason.
It's Ronaldo, mate.
He doesn't need preseason.
He just needs to be in the right mindset. That's all he needs.
I swear, wasn't Elanga fit? Was it Elanga?
Elanga was fit.
Yeah, so I would have played Elanga on the wing. Yeah. And I'd put Rashford up front.
That's what a lot of people are saying.
Yeah. You can't.
I just Googled the smallest centre backs in the Premier League. He's definitely up there, mate. He's the third or fourth shortest.
We're taller than this guy, fam. That's what shows how bad it is.
Yo, they should sign us up at this rate. Yeah, we could get into that United team.
Yeah, I know Gal that are taller than him.
That's what it's peak. My god, what's it called? But you guys did play much better when Ronaldo did come on. So I do think for the Bournemouth game? I think for the Bournemouth game, you should start Ronaldo.
That's City at Bournemouth, I think.
Oh, who is it? You have someone decent. Brentford. Tony.
Yeah, you lot are done, mate. Brentford are going to do you lot hard.
No. It's Ericsson versus old team.
I'm saying, if Brentford are done, if Brentford do the United, it's peak, because then they got Liverpool next, and then they got Arsenal and Leicester.
They're going to have the same start as Arsenal.
Yeah,
but they lose their first three, four games.
It all depends on this Brentford game. I'm not going to lie. It's very dependent on this Brentford game.
No, I'm not going to say anything about this game.
What did Kishan say about this game?
Oh, what did he say?
Little clip. Shall I roll it?
Roll up the clip.
I think you don't roll it.
3, 2, 1.
I think you don't roll it.
I said it's going to be 0-0. Let me just play that again.
But I'm just thinking.
Ready?
That goes through, right? I think it's a
you know, it's the passion he says it. He just goes, I genuinely think we're going to win that game.
Just brushes it off. You know, Brighton just brushed it off. Yeah.
I genuinely think we're going to win that game.
On to the next one.
Bro, it's Ten Hag's first game. Everyone's going to be a bit up for it, kind of thing.
That's no what I was up for it. It was embarrassing. Actually embarrassing, man.
They should do a 1-0 for United this season. Be great.
It's because, you know what's mad, yeah? Like, I thought, look, Rashford's in the gym now. I'm seeing videos in preseason. Yeah, I've had a sick
preseason.
Rashford's doing this.
Sancho had a sick preseason.
It's the same Rashford I saw last season. I don't see no difference. I saw no difference.
Yeah, literally. Rashford losing the ball, yeah, completely.
Yeah, I had no difference from what he did.
I think
I think Eric
just gets displaced very easily, Rashford, at the moment. He's so easy to get the ball off. Or he just loses the ball himself.
Yeah, he's too predictable.
He's too predictable. I don't think his football, he's not doing the stuff he wants to do. And
his football IQ is bad right now.
Yeah, and I think that comes with lack of confidence as well. He doesn't want to try new things because he just doesn't have the confidence, because whatever he's doing currently doesn't work. He doesn't want to take any more risks, basically. So it is a confidence thing, but I feel like he will eventually pick up. When he picks up, he'll pick up hard on it, but it's just about when that will happen or if it will ever happen.
So you know what? This is what I was saying, yeah. I'm not even going to lie. This is bringing in Arsenal a little bit as well. So I'm guessing everyone's seen a little bit of that All or Nothing Arsenal.
I've seen it. It's wicked, mate.
It's good, man. They've done it.
They've done it so well.
I'm not going to lie. There are some embarrassing moments. There are some moments that you think, what the flip is Arteta doing? And he's doing some dumb shit. Yeah, but you know what?
It's
his managerial techniques. And if he thinks it works, it'll work. Like,
initially, I thought, is this just for the cameras? Or does he actually manage like this?
You know, that's what I thought. I thought, is this guy doing it with the camera? But then I thought, he must be dumb if he wants to do it for the cameras. Because
that's a waste of time. Yeah,
it's a waste of time. You're wasting actual season time for that to train and shit. You're doing this, and they're like,
the man, so he's talking about the heart and the brain and
drawing
pictures and stuff. I'm like, rah.
But you know what's mad? Yeah,
it's a surgeon.
Arsenal, Arteta's so linked to the players that he actually cares a lot about each player's individual health.
Your team was full of shit. That's why he had to be that.
No, but I think it's because people are going through so much. Like people at Saka, the World Cup must have destroyed him losing that penalty. But I'm just thinking, does Man United have that same sort of rapport with their man going through this? Like Sancho and
they don't have that one-to-one interaction. They don't have that manager that can.
Rashford, you know. Sancho, and Saka went through that. Obviously, Saka had it worse because he was the last penalty taker. But them two went through it as well. So
they didn't get the counselling.
Yeah, they didn't get that counselling. They didn't get that. Yeah. That's why they're not improving. Like since that day, I think Rashford's been so poor. I don't think he's heads in the game as like football-wise.
Yeah.
So it's like a lot of things. Like that's what a lot of people are saying. It's like a lot of structural.
Like he lost passion for the game.
Mm.
Which I don't blame him. I'll be honest, I don't blame him. But because how people reacted was, I think, completely out of order, obviously. So I get how he, you know, why he'd feel that way. But bring it up. When I was looking at the documentary, I thought Arteta had to really dumb things down for the players, like really dumb things down. Like the shit that he had to say to get your players just to have a bit of motivation, I think it's nuts.
Now, do you know what it is? It's because I'm not even gonna lie to you, yeah. That team, when I was saying this a lot last season when we were losing, that team, I felt like none of them were connected to Arsenal. Like none of them, I felt like, oh, they're diehard Arsenal. Other than Saka and Smith Rowe. Yeah, exactly. So you think about the two man, you're thinking Saka, Smith Rowe. Like our captain at the time is Xhaka, even Aubameyang. There was parts of it like, are they actually playing for the club or they're playing for themselves?
No, they weren't. They were.
They're playing for themselves. They're very like Ronaldo mentality, play for yourself.
Well, so maybe at one point they were, but now they're dying out.
Kind of. Yeah. So then when they're not playing like that, your manager has to do these dumb shits. I do these dumb motivational talks.
He had to baby things down.
Yeah, he had to do these dumb motivational talks to try and get them riled up for every single game.
It felt like he was talking to kids. It wasn't like talking to professional football players.
I'm not going to lie, though. This guy has a speech for every single game. It's mad. Every single game, he had a different speech that was motivational.
I'm telling you, it's because he had to. I'm telling you because he had to. I don't think managers should be going through that. I think the players should have the motivation as it is.
No,
I think it's a bit of
not to that extent. I feel like he had to really go.
I haven't actually watched it, so I don't know how.
Now you'll see it, and you'll know how he had to really go for it.
I do think it's a bit of both, but I do think there was a lot into like he did like try a lot.
At the same time, Arsenal squad is very young, so it's like the
youngest squad in the Prem.
Mm.
Yeah, yeah. So they might need that extra motivation to kind of like to do well.
Sometimes people say if you're younger, you're more hungry, but in this case, it wasn't. See what I mean?
It's harder when you're like,
when you don't have like experience. Yeah, when you don't have the experience around you, because like normally what you do is like you look out for like, not look up, you look up to those people that are more experienced. Like even in your Liverpool team, people still looked up to Henderson, like, oh, he's like been here from the roots and he's like a diehard Liverpool. You're playing for that. Yeah. There's no one.
Also, I know no one.
Yeah, you're not looking up to another
fun fact is in game week one, Liverpool had the oldest team in the whole Premier League.
The oldest squad? That's mad. Who was their old players? Oh, like most of your back line's quite young. But I feel like you've got Salah. Salah's still under 30, right?
No, he's 30. I just don't think it's that Liverpool squad is old. I just think that all the other squads are quite young.
Oh man, that's quite wow.
Yeah, I think it used to be maybe like it could have been City, but City have now got a lot of youngsters. Mm. Haaland's come in now as well, and the defense is quite relatively young now.
And as we were talking about all or nothing, we might as well just slip in Arsenal as they're there.
Slip in Arsenal, yeah. No, I can't lie, Arsenal did well. Can't lie.
We watched the game.
Yeah. Okay, I'll give you my first 30 minutes. Yeah, you cannot disagree. First 30 minutes, we're playing like prime crazy. Barcelona. We're playing this disgusting football.
Barcelona.
I was baffed. I was like,
it was how well they were playing. It didn't even look right.
Then a problem came in, a typical Arsenal problem came in. We scored a goal, yeah. And then this Crystal Palace pressure started creeping up on us, innit?
Yeah.
Zaha passes started to come through, didn't know how to handle Zaha properly. You know, it was just coming through. And I'm not even gonna lie, second half, I would say all Crystal Palace. And we got
second
half was all them, and we got lucky, and then we got a goal. One thing I'm very happy about is that we handled it as much to what we could. Obviously, there was a lot of luck with Ramsdale saving like these one-on-one chances. I think there was two.
I don't think there was too many, yeah.
But yeah. We handled it and we got through it. And like our defense was still good. Like Saliba, cool, this brother, different.
I had Saliba.
He got man of the match.
Yeah, he got man of the match. He's different. And I think both of our new signings, all three of us, the signings, technically Saliba's not signing, but Zinchenko and Jesus had good games as well.
Yeah.
I think it was very good. I think.
Zinchenko, absolute shout. He's basically playing as a left winger.
Yeah.
Mad.
The only issue is I don't know how we're lining up when Tomiyasu comes back.
I think that they'll put I think when Tierney comes back, they'll put him as left back and they'll put Zinchenko as a left mid, maybe. But then
they're dropping
Martinelli. I think so. Zinchenko plays CDM in Ukraine. So he's played as a CDM before.
CDM.
Possibility.
Yeah, it's going to be tough because how are you going to fit in Saliba as well? Because unless you play three at the back.
I would prefer...
You've got to drop Gabriel White then.
Yeah, Saliba and Gabriel would be the ones I would want, but...
You drop Ben White? Oh, Arsenal fans be raving about him. He's the future of Arsenal and he's going to be
Listen, Ben White walks into your centre-backs and he's on our bench. Shut up.
He doesn't get in ahead of Martinez and Varane.
Shut up, that's man. True.
Any of Arsenal's three centre backs are better than any centre back we have at the moment.
Yeah, don't
apart from Varane, yeah, on form, yeah.
Apart from Varane as well.
Don't come to us.
Yeah, Kishan, that was it. just apologize.
I'm not gonna apologize. Arsenal fans are raving on about Ben White and he's
gonna say silly behavior. You've got a 5'1" centre back, yeah? Don't even talk, mate.
Yeah, he hasn't done anything wrong yet so far.
Brother, he gave away a penalty. That should have been a penalty. That was like one of the biggest...
But he didn't give away a penalty.
You know, that reminded me of... It fully reminded me of like a Rojo thing. Like a Rojo, like a Marcus Rojo thing to do.
That's right.
So rash, so dumb.
Yeah, he was a bit crazy. He was a crackhead, wasn't he?
Yeah, that's what I thought. I was like,
he was a crackhead.
We've had some bad centre-backs, man. God damn.
since Ferguson era, it's been a bit.
Since Ferguson, I don't even think we've had a solid centre-back.
I'll be honest, since Rio Ferdinand and Vidic, it's been down.
Yeah.
I don't think you're ever going to top that.
I don't think anyone in the Premier League can top that. Don't worry.
Oh.
Do you not know about Van Dijk and Matip?
Okay. Yeah. Oh, you're talking about that back, Matip.
That's it. Matip.
You're talking about Van Dijk. Have we got spun?
Have we got spun by Mitrovic? What happened there, bro?
I brought that up so we can segue to Liverpool.
What happened there, bro?
Look at what actually happened. Apparently, Fulham played a very good game.
Yeah, it was so funny because I was just getting messages from Jan. Oh, they scored first. That's good for us. Yeah, we'll turn on the furnace.
Part of my predictions, I said that Fulham will 100% score first. And I couldn't have been more right. Yeah, they scored early on as well. And then I put a message on the group saying, they scored their goal. This is the biggest mistake they've ever made. Right, they're gonna get
I don't done. Think it was.
And right. then
about a good 30, 40 minutes later, I was like, yeah, spoke too soon.
Spoke too soon.
I'd not say.
You know, he fully done Van Dijk. I've never seen a player do that to Van Dijk before because I've always seen him so composed.
Is that the first time that Van Dijk's got dribble passed in the Premier League, I think?
I think dribble pass and giving a tackle away. So I think that was like, this is the first time ever, yeah. And it was Mitrovic. It's mad.
Oh, Mitrovic on smoke.
It's actually mad. You know, the maddest thing is
I cannot wait for Fulham to play United. And Arsenal. Anything like that, I think these are going to be some good games.
Nah, don't be entertaining.
I cannot wait.
No one had hope for Mitrovic. I swear, I think it was 60% of people that had Mitrovic on their fantasy benched him. Like, no one had hope for him.
Yeah. It's because every year he comes in the Premier League
and does jack shit.
With expectation of scoring so many goals. Against
Premier League defenders. That's what he struggles with.
Yeah, he bags 30, 40 goals. This season could be different.
This season could be different. I can see it.
What do you think? Could even stay up.
To be fair, you can take some good from it. That Nunes goal, that little through the leg, little flick. Yeah. I'm liking Nunes.
Yeah, I think Nunes looked good. I think Nunes looked good. Yeah, I think it was done next game as well. Yeah,
start the next game.
Yeah, I think Liverpool's defense just looked a bit shaky there. From what I saw,
they struggled against Fulham. They did struggle.
Who you playing?
I think Liverpool underestimated Fulham. That's what I think happened as well.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think
so. Don't forget, Fulham were fully charged. Their first game in the
Premier League. First game of the season,
And they're playing at home as well.
It's always amazing to get home for them.
Yeah, I don't think people take into account when newly promoted teams get play, especially at home.
When they play at home, their first game at home, I think all the fans are behind them. Literally, all every the single fan will be there.
This is the same thing that happened at Brentford, no?
Yeah, Brentford,
last year. Yeah.
Yeah, literally only three teams lost at home this week, and obviously United are one of them because they're shit. But Everton and Crystal Palace lost at home as well.
Yeah.
They're all teams got away wins.
It's literally like we're saying. So from that, from what Jan said, that Fulham drew and they're newly promoted. Bournemouth beat Aston Villa, they're home, they're newly promoted as well. Yeah. And then Nottingham Forest were away, so that they lost. So it's a bit peak.
Yeah.
But you've got that whole home advantage.
Yeah, the home advantage.
Like Nottingham Forest's next game, their first home game, I think they'll play quite well. Who are they playing? West Ham. I think they'll give West Ham a good run.
I think they'll give them a good run. I don't know if they'll win or anything, but I think they'll give them a good run.
Yeah, but I think it has a big impact on the first game week. Like, it's your first game in the Premier League. Yeah,
the hype's there, isn't it?
The hype's there, yeah. You've been waiting so long to join the Premier League, and then you
Bournemouth was a surprise, you know?
Rob, I was shocked, fam. I'm thinking Aston Villa got this, they played so shit.
Aston Villa is another team who had a very, very good preseason. Yeah, they were banging in goals preseason.
But yeah, they're banging in goals preseason. But this is the same. This is the same thing that Man United did. They ended the season so poor, Aston Villa. They're continuing that run. They're not improving.
They did not end the season well at all.
Yeah, they ended it so shaky. I think they were 14th at the end of the season, and now they're going up from that. Like Bournemouth had so many problems. You're thinking Villa can do something. What? Villa have Diego Carlos.
Bournemouth have so many defensive problems.
Yeah. I mean, Aston Villa bought in so many mans. Coutinho, Diego Carlos. They have so many good players that they bought in. They think they'll do well.
It's not looking good for them. I think them and United have had the worst start.
Yeah, no, definitely.
Of all the teams, I would say.
Jam, what are you saying? Jota or Diaz? You know, Diaz still.
What, on the left?
Jota back? Jota's not back, is he?
Jota's still injured, isn't it? Oh, yeah, that makes the decision a bit.
Yeah, they had Firmino playing, but I think he's come back in a few weeks. Even if Jota's back, I wouldn't put him on the left. I'd keep him central. Still Diaz on the left.
So you dropped Nunes?
It's either Nunes or Jota, one
way or the other. Oh, okay. Fair. No, that makes sense. I think that one.
We drop Firmino and keep Nunes for now. When Jota comes back, we play him and then you just rotate.
I think once Champions League will stop that.
And they're not even similar players. Nunes and Jota are not. So you play according to what the game is, or who the opponent is, basically.
Mm. No, that's true.
I can see that happening.
Yeah, so some juicy ones. I thought like Leeds coming back 2-1. I think that was good. Bamford had a sick game. I think Bamford's back at it.
That's what they needed, didn't it? We were saying what Leeds are missing. Obviously, they're missing their CDM, they're missing Phillips, but Bamford,
was a bigger impact. They brought in someone to replace that CDM, CM role. He played a really good game. I think Rodrigo is going to kind of maybe shine a little bit more now Rafinha's not there. And now if they keep Bamford fit as well, I think them three, they can do something. They'll stay in the, like, Premier League. I don't think they'll be.
Providing Bamford can stay fit all season, I think they'll stay up.
I don't think.
Yeah, I don't put Leeds to be relegated.
I put Leeds to get relegated.
Yeah, I don't think they'll get relegated. But you never know. It's the first game.
It's still the first game. You can't.
At this rate, you know he's getting relegated.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, exactly.
But that's very feasible, isn't it?
Yeah.
Maybe bottom half. Maybe bottom half table.
Did you both put United in your top six?
No, yeah, so did you?
No, I didn't. I didn't.
Yeah, you did.
You did. You put them six. You put them where we put them.
We put them six. So I don't hear no shit at the end of the season.
Yeah, but who would you put on top of them? I can't even think of a team to put on top of the six.
Newcastle. Don't be stupid.
Oh, you know what? But Brighton are doing well. I like their manager. Man, it's a Marsh, isn't it?
No, Brighton are not going to do.
They're not top six, but I think they'll fight for top half. Like they'll be in the mix. They'll be in the mix. I think they've proven themselves to do so well. When did they finish last season? They did very well last season.
Who?
Right. They've lost key players.
They're not United, bro. Don't worry. Doesn't mean that they're gonna flop just because they lose some good players, man. They can replace them. They've got a system, they've got a good manager.
Come back to me in a couple weeks.
They lose Ronaldo, they're going to lose everyone.
Finishing high up when you've got Danny Welbeck up front. Trust me. I know
they could still beat United.
They can beat United.
Kishan got humbled for about 20 minutes and now he's back to regular United fan again.
No, I'm not saying anything about United. I'm talking about Brighton. No, gas not Brighton. Anyone can beat United at this point.
Okay, let's gas up another team, which I hate to gas up, but Spurs. Looking a bit juicy.
Pissed me off that Kane. They scored four goals.
And Kane did nothing. I love to see it because I got Haaland in my team. Fuck Kane.
Just a side note, me and Tuva both have Haaland in our fantasy team.
If I had Haaland instead of Kane, I would have done you both this week, yeah?
But you don't.
Really?
But you don't.
But you don't.
Make the right choices.
Yeah. I don't. And I'll tell you what's even worse. He's gone up in price and I have no money.
Yeah, and Kane's dropping price.
Kane dropped.
You're pissed. It's downhill from that. You got to stay with Kane for the rest of the season.
The thinking was right. They scored four goals. I knew they'd smash up. What's Kane doing? He's playing CDM.
Did you see one of the own goals, though? That is, I think, one of the worst own goals I've seen in my life. You know? Literally just passed it back into his net. I was like, oh. Someone else that played well, I think Everton played well, very good game. Even though they lost 1-0. It was only 1-0. It was a penalty thing.
It was a penalty goal.
Yeah, I think they came in with a good mentality. Yeah, I think they came in with good. I don't think it's very good for Chelsea. I'm not going to lie. Yeah.
Yeah, it's not.
But someone had a good game. I think Koulibaly had a good game from what I remember when I was looking at everything. I was like, Koulibaly did play all right.
Now, should I tell you who I was surprised at? Man City absolutely dominated West Ham. I don't know if you guys saw the game yet.
Yeah, fully dominated. I'm watching the game, actually. Fully dominated.
It was just chance after chance.
Fully dominated West Ham, yeah? But they weren't looking up for Haaland. I saw Haaland make a million runs. You see the game, yeah? In that first half, he was making
He's ready to get the burners
on. He's ready.
And no one's giving it to him, innit? I feel like De Bruyne, once De Bruyne starts clocking onto him... So once he starts clocking onto him, I think KDB's not even going to look. He's just going to pass it. And then De Bruyne Haaland's going to be there.
Yeah. If Liverpool play a high line with the City team, we are... finished.
You're dead.
Because in the Community Shield, you were playing kind of a highline. Haaland got through. He had a few one-on-ones, but he just fluffed them.
But you know what we need to do? If you want to play highline, you catch him offside. You just do offside trap. So that's the only way you can get.
But the thing is, Haaland's too quick and he's so strong.
That's the problem. You're taking a huge risk. But the only way
if you saw the first goal that Haaland scored, the penalty, when he got the penalty, I was like, there's no way he's reaching this.
He just strides. He just puts a big jump.
He gallops his way.
BFG, bruv.
I'm telling you, City are going to rip teams apart this season.
Let's tell the truth. Nothing can get better than that interview. He's like, oh, it's a little bit shit. And he's like, you can't swear, oh shit.
I'm sorry, shit. Oh, sorry, shit. Oh, sorry, shit.
That is one of the funniest. I was like, it's not as good as Ibrahimovic, but I'm like, nah, this guy's still a legend, bro. Harlan loved the jokes, bro.
That is so funny. Because you didn't even realize.
Yeah, he didn't realize. He just literally said it again.
You know, he's perfect for the prem.
He actually is.
He's already fitted. He's molded.
Nah, he's molded. I like him. I love to see it.
He's a Leeds fan, though. I want to see. I can't wait for that Leeds City game.
Yeah. He's a Leeds fan. I heard he was a Man United fan, and then he became.
Proper loves Leeds, though. He's got something about Leeds. He just loves Leeds.
He's born in.
I reckon he'll ask Pep if he could be dropped for that game.
Where is he born? Is he? He's born in Leeds. No, he's born somewhere in the UK. I forgot where.
He is born. I don't know where he is, but I know he's got some kind of attachment.
Don't think he was born in Manchester.
No, he's not born in Manchester. His dad played for City, isn't it?
Yeah, played for City. Yeah.
Yeah, he's born in Leeds. That's why.
Yeah, that's why. That's why. Yeah.
Born in Leeds, but his dad played for City, innit?
Yeah. So I think growing up, obviously, he was surrounded by Leeds.
Don't you know that Keane absolutely destroyed his dad's legs? So there was a game. This is this whole story that he didn't want to. His dad basically advised Haaland not to sign for United because his dad absolutely hates United because Keane did this disgusting tackle to his dad, broke off his career. Done. Career was done after the tackle.
Oh,
he didn't play football again. He didn't play football again. Yeah, it was done out. Mad. And then, yeah. That's like, his dad absolutely hates United.
Mad, yeah. Oh, yeah, no, that's what I remember about Leeds. I think Haaland, I think when he was in, when he played for Dortmund, they asked him to create a five-a-side team. And I think he had three Leeds players. He had Bamford. He had all these players. Yeah, he picked Leeds players.
In I'm thinking Rafinha.
Rafinha, Bamford, and
Dallas.
He had Rodrigo as well.
That's
crazy. In his five-side team. Then he had two, and then I think he had two. I don't know who else he had, but yeah.
The scenes if he retires and leads in like 10 years' time.
Yeah, I see that happening.
That'd be funny.
I see Leeds having like an Arab takeover, right? And then after they sign Haaland.
No, Haaland, he'll join on a free.
Yeah.
He'll do it at the end.
He's a bit crazy like that.
But honestly, yeah, City, they're looking dangerous. Like, you know, City have such easy fixtures, yeah. And I thought this was going to be one of the hardest fixtures because they're West Ham away.
You're supposed to. West Ham always managed to hold City. Always.
Yeah, yeah.
Last season they did.
But they absolutely ripped. So comfortable.
So can we just talk about how much they're going to absolutely rip Bournemouth? Flipping
heck. God.
It's going to be absolutely disgusting.
Like, I'm just going to have a pop
hold their own.
Watching that.
Honestly.
And then just watching the goals flying.
If Bournemouth can hold their own ratings, I swear to God, they let's see. I'll be so impressed.
Yeah, if they concede less than three goals, I'll be very impressed.
I'll be very impressed. Less than three goals, yeah.
100%.
Pep might be nice and drop Haaland. Could have.
nah. He's giving him
not after goal. That form. Not after that form. He's keeping him on. He's making sure Haaland gets the honour.
New predictions. Oh, Chelsea Spurs.
Chelsea Spurs is a big
one. That's the big one.
That's the big one. That is the big one.
Yeah, Chelsea at home with that.
Huh?
No, Chelsea home, yes, at Stamford Bridge.
Stamford Bridge. Interesting.
Stamford Bridge, yeah.
I think we're going to have to go 0-0.
It's not a bad prediction, yeah. Chelsea are not looking great right now. Can't lie. They didn't have a good preseason. Even their first game didn't do that well. They bought a lot of signings, but I don't know how well they've kind of molded into the squad.
What did you say, Jan? 0-0.
0-0.
Is it 1-0 Spurs?
Yeah, that was going to be my. They could edge it.
Yeah, they could edge it. I think it's going to edge it very close. I think Chelsea defense is quite good, though. So it's.
Yeah.
I don't know, I got something like 1-1, I think, maybe.
Yeah, 1-1 could happen too, to be fair. They're all sensible predictions. Look at us. We're getting sensible.
That may be 5-0, 6-0 shit.
Yeah, like we did for Fulham.
What do you think about Arsenal Leicester?
It's going to be hard. I think it will be hard. No. But Leicester.
I think Arsenal got that.
Leicester haven't been performing because they let go of a 2-0 lead, which is shocking, against Brentford.
I mean, yeah, and Leicester have some shit keeper. You can actually just start shooting from outside the box. You're guaranteed to get any spot.
Well, you're disrespecting Ward.
Ward is all right. You can't disrespect Ward like that. Ward.
You never know. They've got some of the defence back now, I think.
I think generally, yeah, these fixtures are pretty good. Like, they're quite evenly like Villa Everton, I think, will be a good game. Actually, Brighton Newcastle will be a good game. Like, these are all quite evenly matched teams.
This is why the Premier League is probably like the Brentford best
United,
league.
This is
Premier League is one of the best.
I knew you were going to say that.
Am I getting
that's
that?
That's why I stayed quiet. That's why I stayed quiet.
Why are you saying it's going to be an easy game?
I'm not saying Brentford United.
Oh, yes. Give us some entertainment.
Give us a prediction. Give us a prediction. What are you saying? What are you feeling? What are you feeling from this?
You know, when you're caught.
You've got Sancho, you've got Rashford, you've got Ronaldo.
Ronaldo's going to start.
You know when you're caught
and you know you've done the crime, but you don't want to say anything.
Yeah.
Because it might add evidence.
You plead the fifth. You plead the fifth.
No comment.
If I speak,
you're in depo trouble. Brother, you've already spoken. We have recordings of you speaking.
Exactly. That's why I know I'm on tape, so I can't be saying anything.
Give us something.
Crazy.
No, give us something.
No, I think it'll be entertaining.
It'll be more entertaining. Okay, that could be enough of a clip. That is enough. Thank you for that, Chad.
I think Tony's gonna score. What are you thinking, Chad? What are you thinking? I'm thinking. Yeah, you know what? I genuinely think it will be 2-1 again.
I think it'll be 2-2. I think 2-2 or 1-1.
2-1.
No comment.
I think Tony would love to score.
4-0. Okay, we'll take that to 4-0.
Now they might have Rabiot by then, so who knows?
Don't get me started with United transfer window. It's nearly as bad as our performance on the pitch. I don't know what's wrong with us. It's so bad.
I was watching all these like clips on Sky Sports talking about Man United and everything. I did not know this. So apparently, when the Glazers bought you out, they took a loan of 600 million. And ooh. I think it's 10 years down the line now. I think it's a couple of years. I think it's 10 years now. Guess how much that debt is?
How much?
It's still fucking 600 million. It hasn't gone down.
Pay it back, yeah.
And they've, you know what they've done? They put the debt into the club now. Now it's a club debt instead of a Glazers debt. So it's more like down in the clubs. Yeah. Oh my God.
That's smart.
It's so crazy. I was looking into this. I was like, you know what? Genuinely, I think it's, Glazers are screwing up their thing.
Glazers are just using United as a bank, like a mortgage.
That explains why there were so many riots before the game or like protest.
No, but that's the main reason. You know all these like transfers, yeah? You think, oh, why are they going for players like Arnautovic? Why would they go for Cavani? Stuff like that. But those are established players that can sell. Like, they're like a PR. It's a PR stunt, isn't it? You're buying an established good player.
Well, basically, they're business now.
Yeah, so they're saying at the business point. And I'm like, that's so crazy, you know? And that's why they're saying this is not... Because the Glazers are going to get better, they're going to... In their heads, they're getting better. It's going to be the downfall for United. And they're not going to keep up with teams like Liverpool, who are going invest in youth and like City.
Yeah, like actually growing the kind of...
Growing club. Their team, growing their club, yeah.
Yeah. I just don't understand that mentality where we're still buying these old pensioners all the time.
Love to see it.
We do that with what Ericsson. Like, don't get me wrong, Ericsson's good, but he's still bloody old.
Old, yeah.
Yeah, he's like, not. He's at the end of his career. You know what I mean? So it's like, what is the purpose? Like, what's the plan?
If we are running out of depth, then I understand. Yeah. Put him on the bench. That's fine.
Even if he makes an impact to the team, it's very, very short term. So I mean,
all these plans are short term. What they're looking at, like even getting Rabiot, it's not a long term plan. That's not a short term. And you know the only long term plans you're looking at when Ten Hag brings in players. So technically, like Martinez and Malacia, those are like Dutch players.
Those are long term plans.
Those are Ten Hag seeing these players in the Dutch league play. But that is guaranteed not the United scouts have seen this. It's just Ten Hag saying, I know these players, they're good, bring them in. It's not the United
scouts. And obviously United are thinking, okay, if that can give us results, let's just do it.
Yeah, exactly.
You have to believe in the manager as well.
You have to believe in your own scouts as well. Your scouts should be bringing you in good players that are from other countries, other leagues.
What if the scout is bringing in players that don't suit the manager's system? It doesn't work then. You're playing with the manager system, not the club system.
Yeah, of course.
Then we come to what
if they tell Ten Hag that I want only bring in young players inside?
But then we come to the thing of
there has to be some sort of alignment between the manager.
Then we come to the thing of how Liverpool work. The way Liverpool work, I guarantee all these players are scouted by Liverpool first, Diaz, Nunez, all these men are scouted, and then they come to Klopp. Listen, will this suit you? And the Klopp goes yes or no. So it comes more of like a team effort of like, they're scouting all these good players. They shortlist it, give it to the manager. Manager goes, yes, I like this. He suits my team play. I don't think he'll suit it. Lala. That's how he's working. And I think that's how it works really well with Liverpool. But I don't think that's not worked with the way that...
Yeah, but you don't know how it works with United. It's hard to tell.
It's the system.
Yes, yeah, it's so quick for you guys to have brought these mans in for it to work with your scouts. You know what I mean? You bought Malacia and Martinez as soon as Ten Hag came in. So was that, it's very hard for it to have been the United scouts that have looked at him. It's more that Ten Hag and his team have been like, listen, yeah, we've seen
listen
them.
Listen, yeah. We've been trusting the United scouts for the last 4 or 5 years. They've done shit all.
Oh, that's the thing. That's another thing. Have you been actually, I don't know if it's the scouts, because the scouts always bring in like youngsters, isn't it? Or like up and coming talents and everything.
Not
like
necessarily.
That. Yeah, but no, all good players, yeah. But
yeah,
I don't know. I then yeah, like Jayan said, I think.
Are you trying to tell me the manager brought in?
I didn't use the system. Your system's fucked, mate.
Yeah, the system is quite bad. This, but it's hard to tell if the system
like
has changed.
Ibrahimovic, yeah. Like Ibrahimovic, the scouts are probably like, yeah, he's good, but do you want someone that old? And then you've got your higher ups being like, no, Ibrahimovic is such a good PR. Like, he will sell so many t-shirts. He'll get on, like, media and stuff like that. It'll be so good for us. Bring him in. Like, there's so much on top of it and everything.
Yeah. No, I get that. It's difficult. It's difficult to go against the people higher up because
they're in charge of them. That's why I remember looking, I think it was recent, I think Mourinho kept saying, like, listen, one of his best achievements in the world, or the entire lifetime, is bringing United second. Because not of
because just the team he
had. Yeah, it was all the board, everything behind the curtains was the problem for him. He's like, that was such a headache for him.
Yeah, he's probably telling the truth.
Yeah, 100%.
Yeah.
Oh, there's something else I want to say. Well, what's it called? Five subs is guaranteed for the end of the season until not the end of the season, till ever now. They've changed it completely.
Forever.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, forever.
What do you not think about that? Because I don't like it.
Why don't you like it?
I'm not a fan either, to be honest.
I'm not
it's a waste of time.
So you get the same amount of stops. So you know how a manager only gets 3 stops and half time, yeah? That's been forever. So that's the same amount. So you can't. So there won't
be. Yeah. So it doesn't waste time in that sense because you only get 3 opportunities.
You can't bring up a 1-1-1. So this actually, there was a big talk about like, how is this going to benefit the top 6 team over the other teams because they have
way more.
It will, yeah, but it will benefit teams that have depth.
Yeah, you say that, yeah. But then there was another thing of last season, Pep Guardiola, and I think it was Pep Guardiola, and I think it was Liverpool, I'm not too sure. Might not have been Liverpool. Another team, one of the top 6, made less subs than, like, I think
it was
two relegated.
Pep made the least amount of subs. Sometimes he'd make no subs, yeah.
Yeah, but it was Pep and someone made least subs, and then the most subs were made by, like, the relegation teams, basically. Watford and... don't know who the other one was, but I'm not too sure. So they're still making their subs, isn't it, at the end of the day.
I feel like Pep's just a bit different. Pep just doesn't make subs. He's a quite unique character. Liverpool always makes subs.
Yeah,
because Pep doesn't make subs when he's losing the game. Yeah, he's a bit crazy. He's a bit of a psycho.
No, but it's like it's a winning method. Why would you change it? It's like that sort of mentality, isn't it?
Yeah, but at the same time, your players do get tired.
So there's your point. So your players get tired. And think about Liverpool. Liverpool played every single game last season. Every single game that was known to them, they could play. So imagine how much, like, how tired they would get. So 5 subs would actually help players like that. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
No, rotation. So that's why they're like...
It reduces your chance of injury, I guess.
Yeah. That's why Klopp loves it. Klopp was one of the biggest ambassadors for it. I was, like, listening into it. I was like, oh, that's quite interesting.
That's because he plays for a top team.
Yeah. So why is that you're saying it's unfair? No, what did you say? It's unfair, yeah.
I said it's more of an advantage for top teams because Liverpool can bring on 5 quality players, whereas Brentford can't bring on 5 quality players.
Yeah, but that's either or. They can start with 5 quality players. Isn't that the same?
No, but Liverpool have like 15, 16 quality players in their squad.
Yeah.
Whereas Brentford only have like a couple. So they couldn't start with us anyway.
This is that question of like, why don't they make as much subs, basically? Because they make the same amount of subs. There's not like a big increase in that difference in subs.
Yeah. Yeah, I guess so. But I think that's just, on certain managers like Pep, they don't make much subs. Yeah. But if there was a new, like, if someone else took over City, I'm sure they'd make plenty of subs.
Yeah, my thing, I still think it's fair, but my thing is, the maddest thing is, imagine 5 subs, imagine halftime, City are down like 2-0, and they know this ain't working. They can change up their entire midfield and attack in like one go, and it's a completely different tactic. It's a completely different tactic, like the way they play.
Yeah, so you can completely change your team, yeah.
Do they have it in Champions League as well?
Yeah. Oh, good question. I'm not too sure, actually.
We'll find out, but yeah.
I think it makes sense. I don't know what the rule was before, but if they did 3 subs, but if your player got injured, then you can make a 4th sub. I think that's fair enough.
Five subs was obviously it was created because of pandemic.
Yeah.
And then we reverted back last season, but Bundesliga, Serie A, and La Liga all stuck with five subs.
Yeah.
Throughout thing. And then only this season, all the managers like took a vote. So basically it got reverted back because I think the voting was like 11 to 16. So like people like Burnley managers, Sean Dyche and everything, they were like, nah, we're not doing this and stuff.
Yeah.
And then Klopp was like, that's why Klopp and Sean Dyche have a little beef as well, because they were like, he's not looking up.
Oh, they were opposite sides.
Yeah. Yeah. And all that. But then now I think they've gone now. Yeah, I think now the voting got a little bit swayed to the side.
Yeah.
I understand both points, to be fair. But I do
get it might not be as much as advantage to big clubs as I initially thought, maybe.
But I do understand what you mean when like someone like City, they just have quality players on the bench. Like five quality players they could bring
under a different manager. I think they could utilize the subs differently.
So differently,
That's just not Pep's style of managing. So I mean, so he doesn't use his subs anyway. But other managers would be like, how are you not using your bench? You see what I mean? It's very.
No, I understand that. That's interesting. I guess we'll see what happens in it.
Yeah.
I might as well wrap it up with a bit of WNL of the week. It's been a while. It's been a big while. What did I tell you, Kishan? I said, just don't get as many L's as last season. That's literally how I ended it off last episode.
No, you still might not. You still might not, but it's not a good start.
All I said, and then the first L we're giving is, I'm guessing we're thinking the same people, Jack, because I don't need to discuss with you who's the L going to.
Obviously,
we have to give it to Mr. OT himself. It's the Old Trafford United himself.
Yeah, go on. Yeah, I can't disagree.
You can't. Don't even.
Shall we start the brackets? I think we start the brackets.
No. I say we start the brackets now.
We start the brackets. I know there's going to be a couple more L's.
No, there won't be. Not soon. Not soon.
Not soon. We're clipping that.
That's another one.
Christ. You know, I can't even speak without my voice getting clipped.
Clip constantly. It everywhere.
Love
constant
it.
Clipping. This is what I love. You know, when your voice is out for public to hear, everything is clipped. Everything gets baited.
It's terrible.
Let's say. Yeah. Let's move on to W, please.
I think it has to go to the Gooners, you know?
Nah, I don't think it does. I'll be honest, it wasn't a great game.
You said you were scraping it.
2-0 away under the lights.
On paper, you probably deserve a W, but did you play like you deserved a W?
Nah, it wasn't that great.
Did you not hear what I said? We played like prime Barcelona. You're telling me
for the first 10 minutes. It's like, nah, I'll give it to City.
For what?
No.
City won 2-0. That's it.
Yeah. What you say? That's it.
Yeah, at West Ham. I think because it's City, it's seen. You're seen to it. It's going to happen. It's like one of those things like, oh,
City will win it. I guess all they did is play typical City.
What about Bournemouth? Should we give it to Bournemouth?
Yeah, Bournemouth. That's a great start, that is.
Okay. Let's give it to Bournemouth. All right.
That was so easy.
I guess Aston Villa.
Haters are gonna Steven hate. Jones. Listen, you're not gonna give us the W. It's fine. It's all or nothing. It's fine.
This shows you your standards. Yeah, man wants a W for beating Crystal Palace.
Yeah, he's just asking. Yeah, he's just being a beg.
Oh wait, you both said we will draw last season. Both of your predictions were Arsenal would draw against Crystal Palace.
We did.
Yeah, last season.
No, I mean, last episode, you said Arsenal will draw against Crystal Palace.
But in what planet do you think you can get a W for beating Crystal Palace? This doesn't make sense in my head.
But Kishan, why are you talking about W? You don't even know what a W is. You didn't even get it against Brighton.
Yeah, but he's not saying it. You're the one who's being beat and talking about as if Crystal Palace is like your North London derby or something.
Did we not lose against Crystal Palace? I think Crystal Palace. Okay, I'm not gonna lie. Let's see you, man, do that at Crystal Palace. Don't you have Crystal Palace next? Pretty sure someone does.
We have it soon.
Liverpool. Look, but you have it at Anfield. That's not fair.
There you go. He's already retracted it.
No, Anfield's different. I'll do it away.
Listen, we'll do it at home and away.
It's not W worthy.
Yeah.
I genuinely think Bournemouth beating Aston Villa at home is easier than Arsenal beating Crystal Palace away.
This guy's lost it.
All right, let's just move on. It's baseball, but we're moving on.
This guy's on his phone.
You guys fully don't rate Crystal Palace.
Do you know how bad Bournemouth are? Bournemouth don't even have a bloody defence, yeah? And they managed to keep a clean sheet against Aston Villa.
But do you know how bad Aston Villa are as well? Aston Villa are shit. They haven't scored in like...
Do you know how... We're talking about how bad Bournemouth are.
Yeah, no, but...
Scott Parker said that he doesn't have a defence.
You know what? I give him that. The clean sheet is there, but I'm just saying, I still think Arsenal should be in there.
Shut up.
Okay, the second place.
We'll get a second W. Happy? Second
W. No, you can get a V. Half a W.
Get half a W. What's half a L? We'll give it to Liverpool.
Half a L.
Yeah, what's half a L? We'll give it to Liverpool. Drawing against Fulham.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, you know what? Yeah.
Low key, isn't that worse than Liverpool United?
I don't think it's worse. I'll be honest. I don't think it's worse.
A newly promoted team.
Team playing at home is dangerous, yeah?
Exactly. So how is Aston Villa getting... How are you saying Bournemouth are getting W then? You just said it's hard. Bournemouth were home.
Because Bournemouth are shit.
Yeah, Bournemouth are worse.
They've not had their team.
We're going to see how shit Bournemouth are. Oh, no, they're versus City.
Come on to me.
I'm still backing Arsenal for W, but it's fine. I'll give it to them. I can understand. It's all right. I'll give it to them.
Yeah, you got outvoted anyways. Majority vote, you're off anyway.
Get out of here.
Cool. That rounds it up.
Man said majority vote. Kishan, I can change my vote to getting Liverpool L as well. We can change that majority vote as well. We can change that majority vote.
No, do it. I don't mind. Listen, we didn't win. And if it's not a win, it's a loss.
Oh, no. All right, I guess we'll wrap it up there. It's getting too tense. So we'll see what happens next week. I think everyone's just looking forward to the Chelsea Spurs, but
I just want to get a point on the table, really. That's all I want. For Man United.
A point. That's
you'll get something. I'll tell you that much. Might not be a point, but you'll get something.
No, I want at least a point.
it would just be such a cherry on top if you do worse than last season. Because I'm not gonna lie, every single person I've heard, every single pundit, football fan, everything, everyone's like, United can't be as bad as last season.
Yeah, we can't.
They can't be as bad as last season. That's all they kept telling me. If they do worse than last season...
Man, we've actually got a proper manager this time.
I love it.
And he's brought in a few players of his own. Can't.
All right. I guess thanks for listening. Peace.